Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's crushed right field. That's back. Out its way. Out of here. Pete Crow Armstrong, number 18, wind or no wind, he hammered it into the bleachers. Raise the roof.
Raise the roof. It's become a thing. And I think it started ironically like the dab, but it is now very much become a thing. Love to hear John Buchshami on the call. This is Raheem Ann Harris on the score. John, of course, with Marquee Sports Network. We're broadcasting live from Gallagher Way until 12:45. We're getting you ready for Game 2 of Cubs Pirates with Pittsburgh ace Paul Skeens on the mound going up against Cade Horton. And Boog joined us at 10:25. If you missed that, you can go back and listen on the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. And we are expecting a visit from Cubs President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny. It is to follow up on a very very important public service announcement that Marshall Harris put the people to yesterday. And there's a lot of people out here, and we got some speakers. Do you have something you would like to say to them?
So, attention all Cubs fans. Attention all Cubs fans. This place has been packed all week long. Every time there's a homestand, I see all these Cubs fans. I have one question. Have you voted for your Major League Baseball All-Star team yet?
Okay, we got a woman in front of us saying yes.
She's saying yes.
What is your name? Pat? Pat is voting.
Pat
have
has
you
voted.
Been like Pat, and have you voted? She says she's voted many times.
You are allowed to vote 5 times a day online.
She votes 5 times a day. Are you like Pat or are you not like Pat?
And I think too many people around here are not like Pat. Let me tell you what the biggest disappointment I will have in all Cubs fans if the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Atlanta, Georgia is played and the starting lineups are announced and there's no Kyle Tucker. You say you want to keep Kyle Tucker past this season. You say you want to convince him that Cubs fans are the greatest fans in Major League Baseball. But if you have not taken the time to vote for Kyle Tucker for the Major League Baseball All-Star Team and he doesn't become a starter, or worse yet, doesn't become a reserve, y'all gonna look pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, you are. I mean, come on. We just had a matchup with the Cubs and Tigers, and that was the two best teams in baseball. Are you acting like they were the two best teams in baseball, or are you acting like the Cubs from years prior?
I get it. It was a lot easier back in the day. You went to the ball games, you picked up a paper ballot like Scantron, you filled out the bubbles, and you had your Major League All-Stars. Welcome to the 21st century. It's 2025. Go online, MLB.com, the MLB app. Vote for PCA, for Kyle Tucker, if you are so inclined. Nico Horner, Dansby Swanson, Ian Happ. We can go around the horn with this. All I'm saying is, you can't sit here and complain about Kyle Tucker not signing that big extension to stay a Chicago Cub if you didn't even have the fortitude to log on every day. Maybe create a second, a third, a fourth email account and get your 5 votes per account per day and vote who you want to represent the Chicago Cubs in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It's very simple. If you don't do it, you're going to be really disappointed when I say they couldn't even vote this man in as an All-Star. It's Kyle freaking Tucker. If he's so important, why couldn't he be an All-Star for a first-place team in the Chicago Cubs in the National League Central?
You didn't expect to go to a revival today, but also, if you haven't voted and you're at the Cubs game and it's raining, you're pretty loyal. So why aren't you loyal enough to vote five times a day?
Raise your hand.
I just need to know that.
If
you
voted.
There are very few times on this planet where you can actually meet a feeling with some action that matters.
We have people who have voted.
These two guys have voted. He's wearing an LSU Tigers shirt. And apparently he might be cheering for Paul Skeens today because the LSU shirt. But did you vote for Cubs? You voted for Cubs. That's the job. Pat voted for Cubs. Pat's friend is out here. Maybe she'll vote for Cubs. All right. Also, PCA is voting. All right. Well, he's not. He should vote for himself.
Here's how
actually.
It works.
We have voters for PCA.
You have about 2 weeks before phase one of Major League Baseball All-Star voting ends. The top two vote getters at every position except outfield get put to phase two. And the top six vote getters in the outfield get put to phase two. Then there's a period of time, about 2 weeks, where you vote in phase two. If you're the top guy, you get to start. If you're the top three outfielders, you get to start. But you got to get to the top six before you can be the top three. So you might want to make sure that both PCA and Kyle Tucker, and if you're inclined, Ian Happ, are on that top six.
You know what I don't want to have happen? I don't want to be reading the text line on 670 The Score where you text us at 312-644-6767, or maybe you're complaining about us because you hate us on Facebook, or you're watching us on Twitch, or you said something on Instagram, and you're like, oh, well, they were talking about all these All-Stars that they could have, and then they didn't have any. No. But did you vote? Did you vote, though? You have the chance to vote five times a day. You have the chance to actually affect the process.
You live in Chicago, Illinois, where the motto is not lost on you. Vote early, vote often. And this time it would be legal. So do that five times a day per email account. Create, 10 email accounts. You can vote 50 times a day.
It's not very often that the wrong thing will lead to the right thing, but apparently in this case, it will. And that's the beauty of sports sometimes.
We'll see where the votes shake out. I believe next week they announce the first vote tallies, and we can do a whole thing on that.
Well, and also, you and I come from a little place called SEC country. It was originally Big 12 country for me, and I turned it to SEC country. And, you know, they got a saying at that home of Paul Skeens, at least in the state. It's more to NASCAR, but it might apply to the football programs.
What's that saying?
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I mean, that's a thing. That is definitely a thing.
And this isn't even cheating. It's legal. You can vote five times a day.
I'm just, if.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can have an all-Cubs outfield. Imagine a life with an all-Cubs outfield for the All-Star game. Imagine a world.
I just want to get multiple Cubs into the outfield phase two. The top six, there should be at least two Cubs in the outfield in the top six.
There really should be.
There's a case to be made for Nico Horner. There's a case to be made for Dansby Swanson. There's certainly a case to be made for Michael Bush. Even Carson Kelly, if you look at his numbers, I know he hasn't been all that great of late, but he's had himself a phenomenal first half of the season. But ultimately, what you need to understand about this is the All-Star Game is a popularity contest.
Are you popular? Do you want others you like to be popular? If the answer is yes, we have a solution for you.
You cheer for a team that plays in the third largest market in the country in Chicago.
We're not even counting Iowa. That's a whole state.
Unfortunately, the two teams from the largest markets in the country in the National League happen to be the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers, also first place teams.
They don't have their own states to themselves. They can't claim Iowa. So, I don't even know what Oregon's cheering for.
So if that top six turns out and there's only one Cub, or it's possible, Layla, there are no Cubs, you only have yourselves as fans to blame.
Yeah, and just like other processes, if you want to complain about it, that's fine, but you better have voted. You really had a revival group over here. People came and listened. They say that that way of life is dead, but I'm here to tell you it was alive and well in these moments.
The message must be shared. It's a different type of gospel, but the baseball gospel, as far as Cubs go, it needs to be shared.
It is my belief that certain formats are not dying. It's just the fact that we have more than 330 million people in the country now, and so everybody consumes things differently. This was still a productive process. Marshall got the word out to people who may have not heard it before. Although, if you're at the Cubs game, maybe there's a chance you've heard it before. But did you do it? Are we helping remind you?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just hope people vote. I hope. But, you know, whole movements are built on hope. I learned that from watching Star Wars.
It's actually true.
Yes. So maybe this hope can go forward. And the Cubs can get multiple All-Stars.
We're just asking you to vote five times a day for the Cubs, the team you're here for. You can be here for your own team and your own love of baseball, but I'm asking you to put it forward.
I'm pretty sure they're here to see Cade Horton and Paul Skeens today.
Let's check and see if there's a lineup, by the way, as we get you ready for Cubs baseball and the score. And did you know there is a special pregame host that we have today? It is one Dustin William Rhodes. How about that? Dustin, with the pregame show to get you ready for Zach Zaidman and Ron Coomer on the call, and we'd love to see that as well.
Do you want the lineup?
I do want the lineup. I searched Cubs, and it gave me last night's game because artificial intelligence isn't as great as it will be in probably 6 months.
Yeah, I was like, don't stretch that out too far. It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Leading off for the Cubs in left field, the switch hitter, Ian Happ, batting second. All-star.
Happ deserves some cheer.
All-star hopeful batting second, Kyle Tucker, but that would require you to vote.
Vote. He's at DH.
He's DHing today. That means he will not be in right field. Playing right field, batting third, will be Seiya Suzuki.
Oh, Seiya in right field.
No surprise as to who's batting cleanup and playing center field. That would be Pete Crow Armstrong. Backing him up, batting fifth, the shortstop, Dansby Swanson.
Dansby.
It's all about lineup balance, so batting sixth will be the first baseman, the left-hander, Michael Bush. Batting seventh and playing second base will be Nico Horner. Batting eighth and playing the hot corner, Matt Shaw. And batting ninth, holding down the bottom of the order and behind the plate, the backstop, Reese McGuire. That is your Cubs lineup with Cade Horton, the right-handed pitcher at 3-1 on the hill, taking on Paul Skeens, who somehow, even though he has 92 strikeouts and a 1.88 ERA, has a 4-6 record, and that's why Cade Horton has a great chance to outduel Paul Skeens today, because Cade Horton, he's facing the Pirates lineup, while Paul Skeens has to face the Cubs lineup.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.